get the show, you get the best of both worlds. Mix it all together and you know that it's the best of both worlds.
Take one, action!
Our names are Sarah,
Riley,
Lindsay,
Lucy,
Tia,
and Kate.
The Report Card by Andrew Clemons.
Dun, dun, dun.
Nora's smart because she learned how to read in her middle preschool years. And on one of the hardest tests in school called an IQ, she got a score of 117, which was above average. For the kind of girl Nora is, she gets sneaky by acting like she was sick when she actually wasn't.
And when she pretended she was sleeping so she could hear what her parents were talking about. She has a best friend, Steven. But is she going to move to a higher grade in a different school because of her IQ score and leave Steven all alone? Nora is also a fifth grade girl who goes through a lot of trouble to make sure that test scores don't get too competitive. You'd think that Nora is just a genius, but she also makes up plans in the blink of an eye.
When Nora convinces the school to get bad grades, she soon comes face to face with her own. Will her lively plan succeed, or will it cause enough trouble to change her life forever?
What will happen after Nora gets bad grades?
Will she get expelled?
Will the students find out?
You'll have to read the book to know. By the way, if you ever read a different Andrew Clements book and you were interested, The Report Card is another great choice.
Andrew Clements is the celebrated author of the award-winning Frindle and many other books.
We'd suggest this book to readers who enjoy realistic fiction. The report card is over. Thanks for listening. Yeah! You got the best of both worlds. Chillin' out, take it slow. Then you rock at the show. You get the best of both worlds. Mix it all together and you know that it's the best of both worlds.